everybody, this is Deborah Anderson, the Black Woman Animator, coming back to you with another video. This video is suggestions on reaching out to animation professionals. I know a lot of people reach out to me, and there's a lot of people reaching out to other animation professionals, so I want to give you some tips to just make it more likely that they'll respond. So my first disclaimer is ask me all the questions. This isn't totally for me, because this is my purpose, is to help you get into the animation industry. So I have a higher tolerance than other people, because in addition to being an artist and working as an animation professional, I'm trying to get more people in. So I'm going to kind of accept more things than other people will. So ask me all the questions, please. So number one is do your research. This is applies to when you're asking me a question too. We have websites, we have LinkedIn profiles, we have social media, some people have YouTube videos. So you have Google. So all of this can be a precursor to you reaching out to an animation professional. There are times where, like, my video for how I got my job in animation in Korea is a popular video or a blog post or article on LinkedIn. And so some people either are sometimes not really paying attention to what I'm saying. So they're asking me questions that are actually in the thing that they just read or just watched. But also, if you kind of go on a journey, you'll know that I have multiple videos about my experience in Korea. So that could be a starting point for you learning about that. And then, I mean, I have stuff on my website. You can check out my posts on social media and kind of get a gist of different things. So do your research is a big, big thing. It just shows that you have skin in the game. You've put time and invested into it. And so please, please do your research. Google is your friend. Number two, say something purposeful. So the other day, I got a notification that somebody on LinkedIn sent me a message and it said hi. Like a couple years ago, that'd have been cool for me, but right now I'm like just really busy and I don't have time, and other professionals don't have time to go back and forth with you maybe five times to get to why you just said hi. Like, saying hi was just a waste of the initial contact. And so, like, say something other than hi. Like, we're not friends. So, you do the niceties. Like, hi is cool, but hi, and then ask your question or make your comment. So, just a lot of people, especially if they're working for Disney, Pixar, they're busy. Ain't got time. Real highs. So that's number two. Number three, don't ask a question you can ask Google. That kind of goes to number one as well, because it shows that you didn't do your research and you're kind of using people as an encyclopedia or as the internet. And there are simple questions that can be answered by Googling. So people, again, are busy. Just try to get creative with your questions. So after you do your research, you can say, I looked into this and I just was confused about that. So for me, if you know that I'm a 3D modeler, if somebody was to say, hey, Deborah, I was looking into 3D modeling and I'm confused about the word topology or what is good topology? And then I can go into like, oh, okay, you did research and you're just confused about something. So I'll just elaborate and make it more plain for you. Or if you're reaching out to someone at like Disney or Pixar, I saw that this job has these skill sets. What is the best, or do I actually need all these skill sets? What's the best way to go about gaining these skill sets? Like something where you are showing that you're asking a targeted question as opposed to a generic question. Number four, and this is mostly for other people. I have had people reach out to me to ask me random things, but ask questions that the person can answer and relate to what they do. So, if this was for me, I am a 3D modeler, so ask me 3D modeler questions. But that this one is not for me. Ask me any question. So, if you're reaching out to someone else, if they're a 3D, like an animator, don't ask them questions about being a character artist because that's not their specialty. So ask people questions that are in their expertise so that they can give you accurate information. For me, I know since I went to school, I know a little bit about different aspects, and I can kind of put you on your path to do things. So I'm open to if you ask me about animation, if you ask me about being a storyboard artist, if you ask me about being a concept artist, even though I've never been any of those things, I'm in the industry, I've gone to school, so I can kind of put you under the correct path, and I can look some stuff up so you can kind of get more direction. But you can also reach out to those people if you're interested in being a storyboard artist. Reach out to a storyboard artist so that you can get more accurate information. So if you have any questions about reaching out to animation professionals, please put it in the comments below, and I'll see you later.